From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
To the class of 2021 and the family, friends, teachers, and neighbors who helped them along the way, congratulations, you did it. Graduation might look a little different this year, and it'll almost certainly feel different. But whether you're celebrating with a small crew in person or gearing up for another virtual event, this is your moment, which is why we're bringing you the commencement you deserve, full of wisdom to help you step into the real world and enter a brand new normal. And now, you'll hear words of wisdom from Michelle Williams.
Hey, everybody. My name is Michelle Williams, and I simply just want to send love to the graduating class of 2021. Wow, what a year it has been. When you think of last year up until now, I can only imagine the thoughts that were running through your head. The thoughts of, oh my gosh, what has this pandemic caused? You know, I can imagine the fear. I could imagine maybe some changes were even made as far as what you thought you wanted to do, even possibly where you thought you'd go to school after you graduated high school. Now, I know that that is the traditional way to go. After high school, what do? You go to college. And nothing is wrong with that because guess what? I actually did the same thing. Now, I did not complete my schooling, but I did go to college. So I can imagine, you know, the excitement as a graduating senior, whether it's high school or if you're graduating college and transitioning over to maybe master's or even your doctorates. Listen, hats off to you. But I just want to speak to those who I think what's gone on the past year, if anything, you were probably taught how resilient you are. It was probably amplified how brave you are. It was probably also amplified the courage that it took to go ahead and complete your studies. So I'm just simply here just to encourage you, to let you know, if you've had the courage to stay focused during a pandemic and continue your schooling and to finish, I really, truly believe you can do anything, anything. And some people might say, no, Michelle, everybody can't do anything. I don't agree. I believe if there's a certain amount of effort you put into it, not only effort, but there are certain things that you might even have to sacrifice to do anything. That's what it takes to be great. That's what it takes to finish something with excellence. It takes you starting off doing it. It takes consistency and it takes courage. It takes the belief to know that you can do it. I'm so excited about where you're going to be 5 years from now and where you're probably going to even be 10 years from now, especially for those who have cracked the code of knowing what the power of belief can do because it's gotten you this far. I know last year, I just got on Instagram and just did a video of encouragement to the graduating class of 2020. And there were also people who really thanked me for speaking to those who aren't going to necessarily go the traditional route of going to college. You know, maybe you've decided to open up a business. Maybe you've decided to maybe just go to a trade school to get a certificate in something. And they really appreciated me for speaking to them. So I'm going to speak to you too. You might be graduating high school. You might be graduating college right now. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to open up a business. You've been doing some screen printing. You got your own clothing line. You decided to say, you know what? I'm about to go ahead and be a chef. You've decided to be a public speaker. You've decided to be an author. You've decided to be a dancer, a singer, a rapper, an entertainer. And that's okay too. Just know that you need the power of belief to sustain you in those areas as well of being an entrepreneur or an artist. And we need more entrepreneurs and we need more artists bringing your variety, your diversity, your gift and your light to this earth. Because man, we need it. And for what I've been seeing lately, I'm like, thank you, Jesus. There is hope. And we are going to be in good hands. So just shout out to the graduating class of 2021. Just know I'm rooting for you. Just know I'm so happy and excited for you. And thank y'all so much for letting me check in with you just to send you some love. All right. Don't get weary in doing well.
You can find the collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.